for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, the podcast that examines one verse each day to learn more about God and His will for us. I'm your host, Jennifer Slattery, and after this short word from our sponsor, we'll dive into today's Bible verse, John 16, 33.
Did you know that the Salvation Army not only provides services to those in need, but we also produce a network of Christian podcasts you can listen to on your favorite podcast store? One of these shows, Words of Life, is a 15-minute weekly show featuring interviews, testimonies, Bible studies, and more. In April, we'll once again hear from author and pastor Natalie Runyon. She has created a new 6-week discipleship course for women to talk about community, women in leadership, accountability, and more.
We want discipleship to be what's drawing people, not bounce houses. They're more likely to come back and not just to be entertained. Even in me, you know, making him have to pry it from my hands, he was still saying, but I have something better. It was because of the redeemed saying so, of telling the story of what God had done. When we point people to him, they're going to want to know him.
Listen to Words of Life on your favorite podcast store or visit wordsoflifepodcast.org.
Today's Bible verse is John 16, 33. I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart. I have overcome the world. Some translations say in this world you will have tribulation, which might make us think of those external problems that threaten to knock us down. Storms, wars, and rumors of wars, persecution, sickness, all those things Jesus told us to expect. But in today's passage, the word he used pointed to the internal pressure one experiences when all those external hardships leave them feeling trapped with no options and no means of escape. It's like he's saying, my dear friends, whom I love, life is going to become hard and you will be afraid. Jesus' words in John 16:33 remind me of what he said earlier in John 14, verse 1. And 27, when he told his disciples not to let their hearts be troubled, adding the second time, and do not be afraid. When we read those words in our Bibles, we might do so with a sense of guilt or self-condemnation, thinking Jesus is upset with us when we do feel afraid. But I view his statements not as coming from a place of condemnation, but rather as an invitation to seek him and his strength. Do not let your hearts be troubled, he said, as if he knew this was going to be a fight, adding again in verse 27 for emphasis, and do not be afraid. Instead, he said, believe in me and take courage, which based on the original Greek means to strengthen oneself from within, or better yet, to allow God to strengthen us. And that is how we battle our fears, by believing in, by trusting in, and relying on Jesus Christ. As we intentionally reflect on who he is, on what he's done, on everything he's promised, and as we evaluate our circumstances and our fears in light of all we know is true, when we do that, our faith naturally grows. And so he invites us to believe in an ever-deepening way in him. Why? Because he overcame the world. And notice he didn't say, because I might overcome, or even I'm going to overcome, but rather I have overcome. I've already overcome. He let his disciples know before the resurrection that the victory was already won. He had already overcome. And his disciples, his beloved friends who belonged to him, they had already overcome as well by their association with him. And just as surely as their victory had already been won, in Christ ours has as well. As 18th century Bible scholar John Ellicott wrote, the enemies they fear, the world in which they have tribulation, are already captives following in the conqueror's train. They themselves have pledges of victory in and through his victory, speaking of Christ. Life will feel hard at times, frightening. Jesus didn't deny that. He didn't condemn his disciples for the emotional struggle that they would experience when life did become hard. As he was speaking to them, laying out all that would soon happen, not once did he chastise them for their sorrow or their fear. Instead, he acknowledged it. He validated it. But then he spoke his peace and his truth and his love into them. He invited them to let their fears drive them deeper in their relationship with him. That was how they would take heart or have courage, as some translations phrase it. And in this, we see his tender heart to comfort and encourage us, to love us, because he knows it is his love, not his anger, not his judgment, not his condemnation, but his love that has the power to cast out all of our fear and to strengthen us within. Let's pray. Father, thank you so much for sending us Jesus, our King of Kings, our Savior, and our Prince of Peace. We know our peace is found in him. And though difficulties will come and at times we will be frightened, we don't have to let our fears paralyze us or drive our actions. We can fight our fears with faith. We can be overcomers because Jesus, our Lord, has overcome. So strengthen our hearts, God. Bolster our courage from deep within. Show us where we need to grow in faith and in truth, and lead us to that truth. Remove any deception that causes us to doubt your love or your desire and ability to care for us. And when we feel trapped, like we have no way out, remind us of the resurrection power that you have given us within. Remind us of the perfect wisdom and incomprehensible love that Christ's resurrection displays. We know your love, Father, has the capacity to cast out our most pervasive fears. So fill us with your love, God. Drive us closer to you. In the name of your victorious, overcoming Son, we pray. Amen.
Thank you for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of Life Audio and the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed this episode, would you leave us a rating and review in your favorite podcast app? It helps us connect to more listeners like you. This episode was produced by Kelly Gibbons and Steven Sanders, with executive oversight by Stephen McGarvey. We want to thank our wonderful hosts, Jennifer Slattery and Grace Fox. You can hear more from Jennifer by visiting jenniferslatterylivesoutloud.com. And you can find out more from Grace by visiting gracefox.com. For more inspirational, faith-affirming podcasts, visit lifeaudio.com.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
What happens when a writer and former history teacher goes toe-to-toe with his best friend, a nationally touring stand-up comedian? Total carnage, that's what. Two men enter, and two men leave because That's how it works.
Actually, you get hilarious, real, and insightful conversations about life, history, culture, faith, and everything in between.
Join me, comedian Johnny W., and my pal, author, and speaker John Driver for Talk About That at lifeaudio.com or wherever you get your podcasts.